Thank you once again for being a part of this daily devotional. As we discuss today the purpose for marriage, we come to another purpose of marriage, and that is reproduction. In Genesis 1, starting in verse 26, the Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every creeping thing that moves on the earth." It's interesting that that passage teaches us that when God created man and woman and placed them in the garden, he also, as we learn from a detailed account of the creation of man found in Genesis 2, he made for them or created an institution called marriage. And in that marriage institution, he told them, "Be fruitful and multiply." Now, as we look at this, we understand then that one of the purposes for marriage, one of the reasons that God created the marriage institution, is reproduction. In fact, we learn from other passages in the Bible that it is the marriage relationship wherein a sexual relationship can occur and still have the sanction or the approval of God. In fact, if we look over to the book of Hebrews, and we look at Hebrews 13 and verse 4, the writer of the book of Hebrews says that marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Now, as we think about that sexual relationship, we understand that really there's been given two reasons for the sexual relationship. But both of them are still within the confines, still within the arrangement of marriage, the institution of marriage that God has provided for us. Look with me and consider one of the things that you've already studied. One of the purposes of marriage is bodily satisfaction. That's found very quickly in 1 Corinthians 7. When Paul tells his writers that he would wish that men would remain even as he is, but, he says, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife. Because we do have natural passions, natural desires for the opposite sex, then we have the marriage institution. God provides that marriage institution as a reason or as a place where those satisfactions and desires can be met. But then we also understand that from here in Genesis 1, and we see again the detailed account of Genesis 2, where God took the rib out of Adam, and we understand that he caused this deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he formed woman, and then Adam rose from his sleep and said, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman." And God instituted for them the marriage relationship. That's where God said, "Then shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh." It's interesting to me that God talked about leaving father and mother when Adam and Eve were the only two people on the planet. There were no fathers and mothers. That tells us that it was a marriage institution, it's a lasting institution, something that God designed from the beginning so that reproduction could occur. And in Genesis 1 and verse 28, he commissioned, if you will, Adam and Eve, when he said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." One of the purposes of marriage is reproduction.